He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor Show. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. Welcome, everybody. I'm so glad that you tuned in. We have an interesting show for you today. We have a lot of hacking news and some really cool applets and software for you that I think you'll enjoy and find interesting. As everyone knows, you can tune into the Gadget Professor by just going to our website, thegadgetprofessor.com. We're on the Roku box, and pretty much just Google the Gadget Professor Show. You'll find us pretty much everywhere you have internet capability. You'll be able to get to the Gadget Professor. You can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter. That would be @gadgetprofessor. And, of course, you'll want to go to our Rebel Mouse page, which takes all our Twitter feeds and sends them into a beautiful illustrated Rebel Mouse page, and that would be RebelMouse/GadgetProfessor. All you got to do, guys, is just go, and gals, just go to the Gadget Professor Show, sign up for the newsletter. It's totally free, and every Thursday evening you will get in your inbox the show notes. So let's start off our show today with who's been hacked, and we got some real interesting hacking news this week. It's getting worse by the hour, by the minute. UPS stores were possibly hacked. They were hacked. Compromising user data, the shipping store discovered malware in its computer systems of 51 stores in 24 states. Customer credit and debit card information may have been leaked. It was leaked. And again, I'm not going to take up the time to read the article, but you just can't win. It's almost to the point where there's not much you can do to be secure if you're using a credit card. And all of us don't have that kind of cash in your pocket to pay cash for everything. That's a whole nother story. So who else was hacked? Well, this is a beauty. Community health systems was hacked. Records of nearly 4.5 million patients was stolen. Hospital giant Community Healthcare System said on Monday that the personal information of nearly 4.5 million patients was stolen by hackers in an attack believed to originate from China. Okay? In a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the company, which operates 206 hospitals in 29 states, reported that the hackers used some very sophisticated malware to attack the company's security systems and copy and transfer hospital data. Well, why didn't they have security systems in place that would have blocked this? Hello? This is real serious. How would you like to have all of your medical records and, of course, your credit card information, everything that they know about you, and it's a lot, you know, what the hospitals know about your personal health is now been compromised, and your billing information and credit information. It's just insanity anymore. And, you know, I keep saying, if you want a job, if you really want to get into where the money's at, it's computer security today, because it is an absolute must. And a lot of companies, hospitals, public service organizations, they just are not aware of how serious the hacking is. So enough about hacking. This is an interesting one. Sprint, and we've all heard of Sprint, slashes the shared data plan prices, and that went into effect. I think it's either last Friday or this Friday it goes in. And it's going to offer four lines of 20 gigabytes of data for about $160 a month. And that's going to beat out all the other carriers, Verizon, AT&T, so on and so forth. They also have a premium family plan package that's going to cost $100 a month for four lines and 10 gigabytes of data. So you can go on the Sprint site, and they're also offering a limited time plan that allows a family with up to 10 lines, that's a big family, to get 20 gigs of shared data plus unlimited talk and text for $100 a month, and this deal is going to be good through 2015. So that's clearly a great deal. The only thing that you may want to know is that Consumer Reports ranked Sprint absolute last on the list of carriers in terms of quality and service. So you want to pay a lot less and get a lot less quality and service and drop calls, then maybe you should switch to Sprint, because lowering the prices of their data plans is not going to help their tower situation and their signal situation. Well, we had something there, but I just bumped it out. Okay, this is kind of interesting. The folks at Amazon have actually formally requested to the Federal Aviation Administration permission to use drones as part of its plan to deliver customers' packages in 30 minutes or less. I mean, that's kind of neat. The news sent shares of the nation's largest e-commerce company up nearly 6% on last Friday. And they did a little ditty on this on 60 Minutes a while back. And I'll tell you, these drones are really pretty cool. And, you know, I can't imagine, I guess I can imagine it, but I could see more fault than I can things happening well. In other words, you're going to take a drone, you're going to put a package on there, and they've done the research, they know that most packages are 5 pounds or less, and you're going to get it in 30 minutes. And I don't doubt for one second that the drones can actually deliver accurately and drop it right on your front porch or your back porch or wherever you specify. I know that will happen. But what I have problems with, hey, look, I used to live in Boston for many, many years. You have a drone in South Boston delivering a new iPad, which would be less than 5 pounds. I guarantee you there's some sharpshooters there. These guys got great aim in South Boston. They're going to take that package down and the drone. So I just don't see how they're going to be secure in the air. And then you have the problem of these things flying all over the place, because God knows how many deliveries they're going to do a day. And I don't know. It's a massive undertaking, a massive problem. I don't think the FDA can figure it out. Are they going to have flight controllers just for drones? I don't know, but it will be interesting to follow and see what happens. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Speaking of drones, these devices are very, how shall I say, cost-effective now. I mean, they used to be tens of thousands of dollars, and there's a ton of different drone companies out there. This happens to be DJI, and here's the Phantom 2 Vision Plus. Now, look at this sucker, right? And there's a little camera stuck on it. This is $1,300. If that's too steep for you, they got one here for $679. That's a pretty low entry price when you figure that this thing's going to fly and do whatever it is that you want to do, and you can control it from your iPad or your tablet or whatever it may be, your computer, your laptop. And this site's kind of neat. I'm going to put it up on the show notes. I'm not going to run them now for the sake of time, but they've got all kinds of videos that they'll show you that actually will illustrate what these drones are capable of doing. There's actually, in the video production field right now, people who specialize, and they're called drone drivers. You will hire this individual to essentially fly the drone, and they're insured and so on and so forth. I mean, the drone, here's one, as I said, for $900, but you can have a $12,000 camera on there, and you don't want that sucker to crash or damage your instrument. So it's a new science. It's in its infancy. It's really cool. I'm keeping my eye on it. I don't have one. I don't want one yet, but maybe someday I will have one. Maybe someday you can clip yourself onto a drone and fly to Scranton, Pennsylvania from Australia or from Arizona or whatever the case may be. I don't know. We'll see. But cool technology. Now, here's a gadget that I think is really neat, and I really like it. I don't have one yet, but it got voted to the top 10 innovative products in Entrepreneur Magazine, and it's called KeySmart, and it's a great idea. Essentially, they've taken two pieces of steel and basically cut them out of a die, and what you do is you put your keys in the middle of this. So instead of carrying a key ring with 1,000 keys on it, as you can see, you get a very compact carrying utility, if you will, with those two pieces of steel that you basically screw the keys in, and they have adapter kits that will expand the screw length. And what that will do is essentially, let me readjust this mic here. What that will do is essentially allow you to put more keys on the spot. So that's kind of neat, and I like the whole thing. But, and they're not expensive; they're like $20. I think the expansion kit's like $3. But what I didn't get is, you know, my key to my car is thick and it won't fit in there. So I'm like wondering, what do you do with that? And oddly enough, what they showed happening is that for your key fob, you can see it right there, they have another hook that puts on the key fob for your car phone, so you're back to a whole bunch of keys. I don't get it, but if you don't have real thick keys, you have a building or something, this may be an interesting device. They also have the ability to put a small USB stick on it, which is kind of neat too. So you could check that out. It will be in the show notes. All right, well, I don't have a gadget of the day, but this is a gadget, and it's something that I might just build. And, you know, I'm always a safety bug and an emergency bug, and I'm always into that stuff. And I don't know. It's a tough world out there. There's no question about it. I don't even want to go near the news and talk about that because it just makes me ill. But in this country, if there's a natural disaster, I'm having speech problems today. I think I said FDA instead of FAA, and a car, you know, with the key fob, I said, you know, your cell phone. I'm having a rough day getting it out, but I'm trying my best, honest. Getting back to this, this is a cool gadget, okay? And it's going to cost you about $100-$150 to build, and you might be reluctant to build it, but I'm going to tell you something. God forbid there's another national emergency, and we've seen how this country handles national emergency. We've seen FEMA in New Orleans, how they had the you know, all the food and the everything ready to deliver, and they couldn't get them delivered because they had problems with that. And I don't know, when you have a natural disaster, you're on your own, essentially. And there's two things that you're going to need. One is going to be power. And the power grid, and one of these days I'm going to do a whole show on the power grid in the United States. Its condition is beyond terrifying. Frightening wouldn't even describe it. Terrifying. It's old. It's not been maintained. It's antiquated. And it's extremely vulnerable. Let's just leave it at that. So you're going to need electricity, and you're going to need water. And I can't solve the electricity problem with today's show, although there are ways to solve that with solar panels. But if you live in Massachusetts where the winters are bad and you don't get a lot of sun, it's an issue. You can get into batteries. But again, that's a whole nother story for a different day. So let's talk about water, because you might be able to live without electricity, but you're going to need water. And what this video shows you, and again, I'm going to put two of them up on the show notes, but I want you to take a look at it. What it does is it takes 2 5-gallon drums, and here they're just using pickle drums. And I will emphasize that you can go to any supermarket or food supply house, and they will sell drums that are FDA approved, I think it's called, the FDA. In other words, they're food safe. You can put water in food, they're used for food storage, and they're just plastic 5-gallon drums that essentially have a top on it. So you're going to take these drums, you're going to get two of them, and you're going to drill some holes in the top and the bottom of each drum, and you can see there's a little spigot here. I'm just going to quickly run through this because I think it was very clever. And right here you're buying what's called a black Berkey filter, and it's a filter about yay big, and you're going to buy two of them, and you're going to actually put these in the holes that you've just drilled. And essentially what happens is you're going to pour any kind of water in the top of it, be water from a lake, from the rain, from your bathtub, from your swimming pool, wherever you have water. And essentially you're going to stack these up, and the water will drain through the filters, and it will filter out every kind of virus and bacteria known to mankind. And also in this video, and as I said, there's two different videos here, you can add additional filters to it, which will increase the price again between $100 and $150. But what it does is it drains, once these are put on top of each other, it drains the water through the filter into your second vat, which has the spout on it, and you can get clean drinking water. And it's not a bad idea. There's situations right now in the country where the drinking water is not good because of all kinds of bacteria. And these will work, and they're good for 3,000 gallons. In other words, you can put 3,000 gallons of water through these tubs before you need to change the filter. So if you're in a rural area or in an area where you frequently have water problems, this is definitely something that you should consider. And the company that seems to make the most filters and the most economical filters is called Big Berkey. And you can buy this whole unit already built for you for $258 or $283. You can get one that's shiny, or they make different platforms, if you will, and buy the whole thing put together. If you build one for yourself, you save yourself at least $100, $150. These are what the little filters look like. And as I said, you can add two filters. This black Berkey filter is $107, okay, for two of them. And then you can add an additional filter, what's called a PF2 fluoride and arsenic water filter, in addition to those other two filters, and you will have clean water. And for $228, you can get a travel Berkey. So it's kind of neat stuff, and just take a look at it, just so you're familiar with it. Now, let's get to some apps of the day, and we have some really cool apps. This one I think everybody should get, whether you have a Droid or you have a an iPhone. This is one of the cooler apps that I would urge everybody watching this show today to get. It's free, so you're not going to have to pay anything for it, but download this free app, and it's called Ice Black Box. And if you ever get in a situation where you're threatened or you have an emergency or, God forbid, you're in a car accident, whatever the case may be, you're going to hit one button. And this black box applet, if you will, is going to send video and precise GPS location to your friends and family, and it will also send it to 911. So your video is stored as evidence in a secure cloud, and it cannot be deleted. It's totally free. And it does several other things, and it's been all over the news, so if you haven't heard of it, please check this out. It's an app that I highly recommend. It's great for your kids to have, too, and it's totally free. It's called Ice Black Box. Now, here's an app that's also free. It's called PDF Exchange, and there's a lot of PDFs now, which is a file format, which typically you can only read, but now they have PDF editors, so you can use it almost as a Word document, if you will. But if you don't have a PDF editor, you don't have to really buy one. There's a ton of them out there that are on sale. But this one's called PDF Exchanged Viewer. It's totally free, and it works real well. It's real fast, and I highly recommend it. Just install it on your system, and anytime a PDF document comes up, this will automatically open it up, let you read it, and it's 100% free. Now, I had a question this week in email, and it was an interesting question. I had a gentleman contact me who had 6 DVDs of a course that he was taking actually in a college, and he only could borrow the DVDs for a week at a time, and a million people needed the DVDs, and there were only 20 copies and like 3,000 students. So he wanted to know if there was a way that he could copy the DVDs so he doesn't have to keep waiting in line to borrow them. And the answer is yes, you can do that. You can copy any DVD. Of course, there might be legal laws that say you shouldn't copy a DVD and like loan it to your friend or give it to your friend, but I have no control over what you do. So the software that will do that is called Handbrake. It's open source. It's totally free. And Handbrake is a tool for converting video and nearly any format that you want. So you can convert it to run on your iPad, your iPod, your computer, AVI, any type of file that you want. Handbrake will convert that DVD into a digital file that you can transfer, post, stream, do whatever you want with. Totally free. Convert video from nearly any format, free and open source, multi-platforms, can be used on Windows, Mac, and Linux. So check that out. This is a very cool app. It's called Terms of Service that people didn't read. Everyone knows that when you load software on your computer, whether it's a Mac or PC, and certainly when you load an app on your phone, whatever brand you have, there's the terms and agreement. No one reads them because they're pages long. You don't know what they're saying anyway. I looked at one last week that I was loading, and Jesus, it wanted access to my SD card. It wanted access to my phone calls, my contact list, my calendar. It had so many things. It wanted access to everything, and I just decided, you know what? It's none of your business. So I didn't load the app, and that was that. But here is a website that's called Terms of Service Didn't Read. I have read and agreed to the terms is the biggest lie on the web, and this website, which is totally free, this app, is going to change that. We Are User Rights initiative and rate and label websites in terms of privacies and policies from very good, which is Class A, to very bad, which would be Class E. The terms of service are often too long to read, but it's important to understand what's in them. Your rights often online depend upon what you've just signed. We hope that our readings can help you get informed about your rights. Do not hesitate to click on service below to have more details. You can also get readings directly on your browser by installing this add-on app. So it's either an app or you can just go on their website. But it takes all the well-known and not-so-well-known companies and it rates them. So again, Class A was the best rating. Class E was the worst. And they take Google, they rate that Class C, YouTube, Class D. It goes on and on. And TwitPic, who people use, Class E, that's got the worst secure, you know, rating for using your information that's possible. And Yahoo, they haven't even rated yet. Facebook, no class yet. It's probably so involved to rate. But this is a pretty good website, and I think you'll find it interesting and informative. And now for our last app. Again, I got another email from a gentleman who said his kid is a gamer, and he let him borrow his computer, which was a big mistake, and the kid put, I guess, a ton of stuff on Papa's computer, and now Papa's computer doesn't work too well. And basically his question was, what can I use to remove the software that he put on? I know what he put on, and get it off, completely off. I've tried a couple things, but they didn't work. Well, the answer would be, in my opinion, Revo Uninstaller. There's a free version, there's a professional version. Certainly the professional version is more robust. It certainly costs more money, too, and it's not that expensive. But the free version will scan for leftover DLLs and other things after the standard uninstall. It gives you 8 additional cleaning tools that most other uninstallers don't have. And you get free technical support with the free version, which I've never heard of. So if you want to get everything off there and you want to do it for free, use the Revo free uninstaller. You can also purchase the professional version, which is much, much more robust and does many more things. But I think for what you need to do is pretty simple. I would use the free one. And the other one that I like is Your Uninstaller, but that costs money. So I try to keep things free for people here. And Revo is the one I would use. So that's going to wrap it up for today's Gadget Professor show. I will see everybody next Thursday. Have a great week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.